folks. You know what I've been oh. I've been in a 2004 ass mood is what it is, right? That's what's been going on in my life. I've been thinking up a lot of like, what is that Incubus song? I dig my toes into the sand, but I was like, I eat his ass and lick my feet, or like, you know, like just stupid shit like that. Like, I wish you were queer. what was it? Hey man, nice cock, right? Instead of the hey man,
yeah.
That's why I say, hey man, nice cock, right? What a good cock, man. I'm just, oh my God.
Absolute fucking raw brain damage. You've been working too much.
I have that in my head all day. I'm like delivering mail and like, I can't, there's no one, the only people that I talk to on my route is because I take my lunch at this little park, and like lunch, I mean, I take 10 minutes to like smash as many, I have these little energy gummies and I smash like 30 energy gummies, and then like,
can't you bring like a sandwich? Not the harsher meal planning or anything, but like, can you bring a sandwich in a box?
The problem, I was doing that. I was eating sandwiches and stuff. The problem is that like three things happen on a route that, and especially like the routes that I have, they've given me, they changed. When I first started, it was easy because I was like kind of downtown and doing like areas that were like high traffic, like businesses and stuff. And like,
yeah, so
I could always like peek into a bathroom, take a piss.
Yeah.
Or even get something to eat, and it wasn't that
I mean, there's still got to be like a gas station or something nearby, you know?
No, I'm out in the fucking
gas stations everywhere.
No, I'm in the fucking, I'm deep in the like, in neighborhoods. I'm deep in, like, there's gas stations, sure, but if I were to go and stop every time I had to take a piss or take a shit and like leave the area, I would fucking, I add like almost 20-30 minutes to my route just to get off. And
jeez.
Then, so like it's not really a feasible thing. I'm also just not fast
that
enough.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And the park that I take my lunch at does not have a bathroom.
They should give you like a little fucking like porta potty that stays inside the truck or something.
No, because that would get nasty. That would get horrific instantly because these motherfuckers are disgusting.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you got to clean that shit out daily.
Yeah,
is
dudes
what I mean.
Would not do that. Like, this is the post office. We get our cars washed once a year.
You hire a guy.
We hire a guy to wash our cars once a year because that they've deemed that's the best time to do it.
That's the optimal amount. Yeah. I mean, that's I can't say I've ever washed a car that much in my life, so maybe that is the optimal amount of time.
It'd be different if it's just you.
It seems low, but also I don't do it
if it's
ever.
Just you farting up in the seats, you know what I'm saying? And like breathing your hot breath on stuff.
Oh, do they not have, they ain't got the leather seats?
No, these are cloth. Ooh. You're absorbing just gigahertz.
There's a lot of odors.
Gigahertz.
There's a lot of odors. And then cloth.
You have to measure it in like a weird unit, like a joule, like a mega joule of fart.
Mega toots.
Yeah. it's fucking insane levels of smell, and you sit on it, and it just, and like, it's horrible.
No. Horrific. I don't want to imagine that.
Yeah, it's bad. You saw the pictures that I posted of the inside of the LLV.
I did.
It looks like
it is from the 70s. Yeah. No, it's good.
They are.
It looks like it's a 70s truck that has been, like, partially retrofitted with some digital shit, and it makes it like look like it's got like this cool like bridge gap.
Do you ever watch Russian car videos on Facebook? Did you ever fall down that rabbit hole?
Oh, not the Russian car videos on Facebook. I saw some of them, like, because friends would, you know, we'd share them. Like all kinds of stuff. Like are you talking about like the insurance scammer guys?
No. I'm talking about like Slavic car videos where a guy would be, they would like have two Mustangs duct taped together.
I've never seen these.
The engine would be like a guy on a bike, like just pedaling, right? Like, or there would be like a fucking, like a Chevy, like a fucking, like a Subaru front end, and then the Chevy, like a Ford, like, or not, like a, some kind of like Chevy Tahoe back end, and it's like just fused together, so the car's like, and the Soviet shit, right? Like that's how like Slavs build cars. It used to be like huge on Facebook. I used to be part of this, like, it's called like Slavic Builds, right? And they would just show cars that they would build like in Russia, and they were always insane. There was one, I think the funniest one was the car had three wheels. So they removed what happened was the, so
How'd they manage to centralize that?
So the front,
stabilize it?
It's two-wheel drive. It's like a Toyota Corolla that was two-wheel drive. And then the rear, they just put a single rear wheel in the back, like completely destroying the differential. So like it just rolled. Like, steered from behind.
They're totally safe.
Yeah, it steered from behind, which is even crazier. So like the back wheel turned.
That's
right?
So it has one single back wheel that's responsible for all the
turning. So like,
where is the weight of this car distributed?
It's in the front.
Because
if it's in the front, you're going to die. These guys were drunk as hell and driving to the liquor store, and like they're like, like that's just what they were doing. Yeah. Like, it was cool. I was like, dude, I love those Facebook videos. It was so sick. But yeah, that's kind of what LLVs are like, right? It's like driving one of those Slavic builds.
Because their wheels are kind of funny, aren't they? Their front wheels are kind of inset.
Yeah, no, they're
compared to the backs, aren't they?
Their front wheels are it's smaller, so like their front axle is smaller than the rear axle. So you
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. They're
you have a tighter turning radius, but that's not what I mean. I mean like so my car when I'm driving. If I hit the gas pedal too much, it will turn off. So I have to hit the steering wheel as hard as possible, like down the steering column. I have to, right? And then the car will continue, like it'll start right back up and keep going.
Does that happen while you're like,
yes,
on the
while I'm driving? Yeah, that happens all the time. Right?
Like, whoa, buddy.
I used to be a mechanic. I have no idea how that works, right? I don't.
Yeah, conceptually, I've done my fair share of poking around inside a car. I do not have the slightest clue how that works.
I don't understand.
Like, I understand blowing on a Nintendo cartridge, there's probably some dust preventing, like, full circuit connection, right?
Yeah.
Like, smacking a TV, there's probably a loose connection in there somewhere. The CRT isn't quite aligned properly.
It's not juicing. Yeah.
Right? Like, smacking just the fucking, what'd you say, like, the fucking, just the driver,
column.
The wheel?
I have to hit the steering.
You have to hit, yeah.
I have to
hitting
put
the
force
steering
down
column?
On the steering column as hard as possible. And a car
makes no sense to me because that's not actually that's not actually supposed to be tied to any vital functions aside from like a power steering segment that turns the front wheels.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
Do that.
I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to like do backwards math in my head. I'm like, how does this work? I even popped the hood on it when I had like a slow day and was looking at it, and I'm like, these bitches aren't even connected, dog. What's going on? What the fuck is going on?
Right? We're gonna need as a stretch goal for the podcast. Yeah. Once we reach like 3,000 subscribers, we're at like $10,000 a month or whatever. We're gonna pull the money together and we're gonna buy an LLV.
They're about to be actually
just so we can figure out what the hell's going on.
They're about to be
things.
Hella cheap because they're updating the fleet soon, and when they do,
ooh, are they going on the market?
They'll liquidate them, and you could just buy as many as you want. The thing is,
if it weren't for all the problems that I keep hearing about them, that'd be a nifty little truck to convert into like a little farm vehicle.
They suck. Those cars suck. They suck dick. Yeah. But
like conceptually, they're perfect. It's a small max hauler.
Yeah.
It's the perfect amount of space that you need in a tiny portion of a car.
It's a Japanese K car.
And you can just
Japanese K car is exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's an Isuzu.
Yeah. You know what the fucked up thing about it though is that this, right? They suck. They're horrible cars. They don't have air conditioning.
I don't doubt that at all.
They don't have air conditioning. They're both so today was rainy and cold as hell, right? And normally it's like it's been sunny out recently, only like 60, 70 degrees. And inside of the car when I'm driving around, when it's like 60 or 70 degrees, I took a thermometer. Yeah. It's like 110 inside the car. And like it just gets that fucking hot. So you have to roll all the windows down, but it's all manual.
No wonder they're fucking no wonder their shit's like always down. Holy shit.
Yeah, cuz it's hot as hell in that car. And then so then I thought, well, at least when it's cold it's not going to be a big deal.
Honestly, I just thought fucking mailmen were just like big balling with the windows open all the time. I thought they were just big chilling.
If there was a way I could drive with the car, cuz
they have such swag sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I could drive with the doors open, like all of them, I would have that cuz that's the only way to get enough air to get into the airflow to stay cool in that car anyways.
Right.
So I thought to myself, well, at least when it's cold It'll be warm. It's not going to be that bad. Today,
yeah,
it was fucking like 43 degrees outside, which is not that cold. But for me,
California, I bet it was like 46 it was, inside
no,
the truck.
No, inside the truck, it was fucking 31 degrees. And I was like, how in the how? Fuck is it 10 degrees
how?
Colder
no.
in the
how?
Truck?
That thermometer's fucked.
No, it's just cold.
That's,
believe it.
That's not.
I could see my breath inside the truck. I couldn't out when I got out of the truck, which makes what? No fucking sense.
How?
Because they don't.
Was there an air conditioner running or something?
They like, dissipate heat, I think, is what happens, right? Like, so, like, it's just a big empty rectangle. So, like, air gets cold.
But how is it colder inside?
I don't know how it's colder, but it's fucking colder on the inside. And I was, like, turning all the knobs.
There has to be a refrigeration unit in there that only works when it's cold.
No, it's just cold. It's just cold as shit in the inside. It's fucking freezing. It's freezing cold, and it doesn't get hotter. And then it's fucking hot as hell. So, like, everything you want in a car, it's mad safe, though. That's the only one thing, is that if you're wearing...
I bet If you get hit, I feel like you're not going to die if you're inside an LL1.
Yeah, there's stories of guys getting hit by, like, Mack trucks, and they're, like at 35, like, they were just, like, going from one place to another, and they get, like, T-boned by a Mack truck going 35, and they have their shit on.
Totally fine.
And not only were they totally fine, the driver of the truck was fucked up, and they were fine. Like, right? Like... So
God,
they're
I bet
mad
the Mac got fucked up too.
Yeah, they're mad safe. They're extremely
the
safe.
The LLV was probably, I bet, honestly, I wonder if you can even total one of those things.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel
you
like
can,
you
but...
could just, you can? Okay. Yeah, I feel like it, like there's a certain kind of car that's like durable enough that you could replace like a quarter of the parts at most, a couple little bit of spare body parts. Mm-hmm. Body work, and it'd be
the craziest,
right back on the
I think
road.
The craziest thing about the car, though, is the fact that, like, as safe as they are, they're extremely dangerous. Like, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, this happens. I've seen it happen.
You'll die.
I've seen this to four separate mailmen, and they have to end up going through training. They used to get fired back in the day, but we're so desperate for people that we just make them go through, like, defensive driving again.
Well, you know.
But people get flung from the... They're driving with the door open and they don't have their seatbelt on and they'll just make a quick, like, not even that fast, like go like a quick, like just, oh, I'm going to turn around in the.
And the what's it called? The momentum?
No, it's not
of the person just throws them out of the.
No, the engine in the car when you're like, so, okay, hold, you're getting ahead of yourself because the momentum does.
Okay. You're right.
But if you're going 5 miles an hour, your ass should be able to hold on to a fucking truck at 5 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not that much weight or right. The thing is that when you're turning, sometimes your car pops out of gear and then it just accelerates. And so what ends up happening is guys will just make a quick left, you know, like to turn around in the neighborhood. It'll accelerate and then they'll just get fucking flown out, like just literally shot out. And the car's still on and still accelerating. It turns into a missile, right? So like,
what in the
these cars are just insanely dangerous. It's crazy how dangerous these cars
what
are.
What in the fuck?
Oh my God! I'm,
how
they're just wild? They're just wildly just dangerous. They're just they're insanely dangerous, but they're fun. They're fun to drive. Like the other problem is
a lot of dangerous cars are.
Yeah, the other problem is that like
you just feel it more.
I keep almost getting in accidents in my regular car because switching from right hand driving to left hand driving is like.
Oh, kind of, that would be a problem.
I don't think it's a problem for normal people. I think most people can deal with it, but my brain.
I don't know. I feel like that'd fuck me up.
My brain gets like confused sometimes because I'll be driving and I'm like, I gotta get it. Oh, I almost hit that guy. Right? Like, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Right? I thought I was further back. My bad.
Sorry, I'm a mailman. I'm driving on the wrong side of my lane.
Yeah, it's weird. It's super weird. But I mean, like, I don't know. The thing that I've been really enjoying recently now, because I'm in all these like neighborhoods now, and the park I take my little like lunch at where I'm slamming these fucking berries in a smoothie. The thing what I was trying to get at, by the way, is that like I can't eat because I'll have to shit. And that's the worst.
Okay.
Right? Like having to find a place to shit sucks. And then the only place near me is a Safeway that has a school near it. That always all the students are there shitting because their school's bathroom is fucked up. So like I don't know what
Jesus
the fuck.
Christ.
I just don't have.
This country is so fucked.
Yeah, Imagine teacher, I have to go to the bathroom and you have to go to the Safeway across the street.
So fucked.
That's fucking crazy to me, dude.
This is so because
this isn't
fucked.
A high school. This is like a an elementary school with children, right? Like,
yeah.
So there are children shitting in the Safeway because there is no fucking. It's insane to me that I have to wait. It's crazy to me that I have to stand in line, like maybe like good 5-10 minutes with like 6 little kids in front of me taking a piss. And I'm like, all right, what is this? What am I doing? Right. I'm a grown man. Why am I waiting in line? Like, there's a Catholic.
Jesus Christ.
There's a Catholic church that I used to stop and pee at, but the lady got very, uh-huh. I think she's just an administrator or something. I don't know what she does for the church, but she works there. She got very weird with me because she asked me if I was a Catholic, and then I told her no. And she goes, but all Mexicans are. And then I was like,
What?
Crazy. This dude, is racism, dude.
People are...
yeah.
You...
And then she asked
Do me... your time in the mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your time in the mail. Get transferred out here, out east. I guarantee you I have not seen an unhappy or a frantic mailman. All these dudes take hell of, like, just time to just go do whatever the fuck.
I think it's weird because, like, so I'm going to have to cut that place out. But the place that I'm going, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like turning into a giant-ass city, right? It's turning into a big sprawl. There's, like, tons of buildings.
Oh, so it's in wait. So is it sprawling or is it urbanizing?
It's both. It's, like... It's hard to explain.
What's happening? Which one's happening
so,
more?
So, giant buildings are being built to accommodate all these people moving in because of Google.
So it is literally both.
Yeah,
okay.
And then also on top of that, like, there's a bunch of, like, houses and construction being built on the suburbs that are, like, furthering out into, like, wilderness that used to just be hills and shit. So it's both. And it's because Google recently has changed its rules about office attendance, and so people are moving back. Do you know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, I as much as it sucks, I can't hate on
yeah.
it because I enjoy how much fucking, like, the overtime is nice. It's not that nice. In fact, Shaggy's right. I'm a Republican now, dude. I saw my check, and I saw the taxes come out, and I was like, God damn it. This is
God damn it.
I'm voting for Reagan.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's America.
I visualized the I did that sticker on my taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I visualized it in my head. I was like, son of a bitch, right? I was angry.
Oh, shoot.
But I'm trying to think of what else. Anyways, I've been doing this loop.
And my taxes are right. I'm getting $1,100 in tax refund. Abby's getting $2,000.
Damn. How many kids does she have, dude?
I don't know. She donated a lot of clothes this last year, and apparently that counted for a lot of it.
Yeah, you can do that.
So yeah, I didn't know you could do that. You can also, like, do volunteer work, and that can come off your taxes too. Mm-hmm. Like, you just get free fucking tax credits for just going and doing bullshit.
Yeah.
All the time.
I never claim them, and this
should.
Is real stupid of me.
Probably should.
This is real stupid of me because I do a lot of volunteer work with like the Silicon Valley, the Second Harvest, the food bank. I do a lot of volunteering. I do a lot of
I would claim that.
I don't want to, and the reason why I don't want to because it feels like cheating. It feels like I'm getting something for what I'm doing. It's so stupid
so
of me.
I get that. No. It's not stupid. I understand, and I am the exact same way. However, having been pushed to the brink,
yeah,
I am a capitalist.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a joke.
Yeah.
having been pushed to the brink, like genuinely, like almost losing everything this last year. Mm-hmm. I will take anything that's given to me.
Yeah, yeah.
If the fucking federal government is like, hey, you can just claim this stuff that you already do for your community for free, I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing good stuff for my community, and now I'm also getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like working in public service jobs, is because I'm doing good things for my community, and I'm getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a win-win.
I like
my time is being spent like helping people that... like are like being like they're like paying for me to help them basically with their tax dollars. I'm doing a good service by doing that, and I'm not like just making money for some bullshit corporation or whatever, right? Like the money I would make for somebody else, like doing, you know, like say $15 an hour of work, they're getting at least 30 probably like net profit off of me. Like after all their other shit's like accounted for, right? And like, do I want to be like actually worth like $45 an hour and only getting paid 15? Or do I want to just like have a non-worth basically and get money for free?
Wait,
that's the way I see it now.
Do you, so in the group chat, remember that day that I was working until like fucking 11 o'clock?
Yes. I genuinely didn't believe you until you sent me that picture. Yeah. I thought you were fucking
with me.
Until you sent me the fucking, like
Babadook,
cryptid,
yeah.
Like,
Babadook.
Yeah, Babadook photo of you in the truck at 11 at night. And I was like,
what the fuck are they doing? Yeah. So one other guy was working with me, right? He's an old timer. He's like been working for the post office for a hot minute. Anyways, today I come in and we're working. And he took... So that happened Sunday. He's been off since today because he took all that time off to recover from that day, right? I got one day off, surprised that I had one day off on that Monday that I had it
after off. You had worked 3 hours of that day already.
Yeah, after they had given me 3 hours and they're like, oh, wait, never mind, you're off. And I'm like, fucking dicks, right? Like... So I just had like a short half day and I got through it real quick. But so I go back to the fucking, like, I come today and we have like an office, like they call a stand up. They're like, oh, I need all the carriers to come congregate to the center. We're going to do stand up. And so they're doing stand up and it's our shop stewards, our union reps come in and they're talking about, they're like, oh, we're getting a lot of people saying that they're getting OT, like they're getting mandated OT. We just wanted to come in and explain, like, blah, blah, if there's any grievances that need to be filed, blah, blah. And that guy that I was working for, he comes out and he's like, I want to know why the shit I, because he's like foreign. He's like, I want to know why the shit you mother bitches of ass. Like real fucking just hot.
Go
in.
Off.
Yeah,
King.
He just came in
go
hot.
Off.
And he's like, you had me and him out there. From 7 a.m. to fucking to 11. And people are like, watch your mouth. And he's like, fuck you. He's like, dude, he was going off, dude. He was fucking losing his mind. Right? And then.
Yeah.
They were like, he was like, it was just me and Marcos. And I was like, I was not. Do not bring me up in this, dude. I don't. If you're going down, dude, that's on
hey,
you.
Hey, man.
Dog.
If. Right. If he has some righteous fury or whatever, he wants to include you in it, that's fine. You're not the one blowing up at anybody. You're just kind of...
Yeah, but
like,
I was just kind of...
Just sit there unassuming, hands in your pockets.
I was mortified because everyone's like... Phew, like they were like looking at me, right? And then like...
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. So I was like, you got like the quick spotlight.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, but whatever. So then they leave and then afterwards our shop stewards walk up to us and they're talking to us and they're like... Oh, yeah, this is that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to file a grievance on your behalf for that happening to you. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know I could do that. They go, yeah, you're filing a grievance because you weren't supposed to work that many hours. Like, no one is. And we're filing a grievance for you on that Monday that they kind of fucked you over as well, too. And I'm like, okay, well, that's great. Cool. I was like,
cool. Yeah.
What
is
that?
Okay.
What does that
sure.
mean? And like, oh, it just means that you.
Well, yeah. What does that mean, actually?
And they're like, that just means that you're like, they essentially are going to like. Find the supervisors or I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know what it means, but it means that somebody's getting fined and I don't care. I was like, whatever, dude.
Wait, okay, cool.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
I don't know if I get a piece of that. I don't think
I just don't want it to happen again.
Like... Yeah, well, I think it incentivizes them to never do shit like that again, right? So like they don't,
hopefully.
So they don't do it. But anyway, so I'm.
I mean, I guess if the money's coming out of their paychecks or whatever, like then yeah.
So then they're he was all right. He's talking to me. He goes, Muhammad said that you did, you did 525 packages and that he did 1700 packages. And then I was like, that's backwards, dude. And he's like, what? I'm like, check the scanners. It's backwards. I did that. And then they left and then they come back and they're like, yeah, Muhammad lied, dude.
They're like, oh, it's a fucking lie.
They're like, all this shit has to kind of, they're like, we kind of need to get down to the truth about this stuff when we put our grievances in, because they'll fuck us if we don't. So thank you.
Oh my God, that is right? So fucking funny, dude. How do you lie about something like that?
I think because he just wanted to look cooler. And I was like, I get it, because he's the older guy, but I was outpacing his ass by like a lot. Only just because I'm younger than he is, so I can move faster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't fucking know, dude.
There's no shame in that. Yeah, there's no dishonor in being slower because you're older or whatever. It's fine.
He flipped our numbers, but my scanner was tied to my like my badge, so like you couldn't really flip them. But I mean, eventually it was going to come out. I don't know what the fuck my man was talking.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking was going to happen. Like,
but whatever.
If I tell my mom my room's clean and she walks in and sees a pile of shit under the bed, she what knows is what the fuck happened. What do you mean it's clean? What is that?
But I wasn't, it was whatever. I was like, fucking, it's whatever. But my recent thing,
whatever.
My recent thing that I've been really into is been hanging out and talking with all the like Chinese aunties that hang out and do like Tai Chi early in the morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I hang out with them, and now they tell me all the gossip about all the neighbors.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking funny to me, because one of the ladies was, like, talking to me today, and then she goes, like, are you Chinese? And I'm like, I'm Mexican. And she's like, that's close enough. Right? And, like, so fucking funny. Because she was saying that, like...
I'm sorry.
Because I was sitting there being very polite and like talking to them and stuff and like
are you Chinese?
I didn't show them, but like they saw my phone and my phone background is Christine, right?
Yeah,
and so they see they're like oh they go like is she they're like she's nice is she like she's like is she Chinese or Vietnam? I'm like, she's Vietnamese. And they're like, oh, they go, are you Chinese? And I go, no, I'm Mexican. And then one of the ladies is like, that's fine. You're close enough. That's close enough.
Yeah.
But they're, it's wild how, like, what I've come to understand about, like, especially, like, because they're much older Chinese ladies, they're, like, wildly racist, but, like, in a very strange way, right? Because, like, once...
expound on that for a minute.
So like,
what does that mean?
They believe every single stereotype, like without any question. They believe them 100%.
Okay.
But if you prove it wrong and you're like nice to them and they're nice to you, they fuck with you hard. They start like they love you. Right, and so like I go out there.
if you call them on their bullshit,
you don't even gotta
like,
call.
Ah,
you don't
right,
even gotta
right.
call them on your bullshit. You just gotta not, because like the ladies, the first time the lady went up to me to talk to me about something, she like asked me something, and she asked me if I spoke English, and she asked me if I spoke English in broken English, and I was like, dog, yeah, a little more than you actually, right? Like, but I didn't want to say that, but like, you know, so she assumed I'm Mexican. I'm like brown or tan. I must be like fucking. I must not speak
you
English.
You had your male uniform on, right?
Yeah. No, I just have like the male hat and like
okay.
a blue shirt.
I was like,
it's not really a male uniform, but like she walks up to me and asks me.
Yeah, but there's like the postal logo somewhere
of course.
Your shit.
And
though.
I had my satchel. Yeah. I had my satchel on me.
Everybody knows what a fucking mailman looks
but
like.
But you have to understand, people, like, you can join the post office and not speak English.
That's fine.
I ran into a guy. There's a guy who worked with me on a...
But I mean, like, I thought like her stereotype was that, like, you were just, like...
No, my...
Some, she, like...
She, no, her, the stereotype was that it was that I didn't speak English. Then two, she asked me if I was a gardener. Which was like, okay, no, I'm your male guy, right? Like, different.
Yeah,
right?
No.
But after just being nice, like, being polite about it and not being upset about it, just, like, accepting and, like, moving on and delivering the mail, I've been helping her.
Yeah.
I've been helping her and all the little aunties, because they all have questions about, like, oh, how do I do a mail hold? How do I do this? How do I do that? Or I have packages. How do I get them to come pick them up? And I'm like, you just let me know. I'll pick them up. I'll pick them up for you. Don't worry about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if you ever just want to bring something because I see you at the park and you got packages, bring it here and I'll scan it. We'll send it. I'll send it. I'll take it out going for you. So I've been doing all this stuff, right?
Wait, so can mailmen, can you just hand the mail that has to go out and they'll just take it?
Yeah. Unless there's a dick. Unless they're a dick.
I didn't know that. I thought unless, I honestly thought they were bothering. I'd be bothering.
Yeah,
them.
No. Some mailmen are dicks and will be like, fuck you. Put it in a. But no, you can just put it in your. There's a little. You have a little bin in your truck. It's an outgoing truck. If you give me a big. Cool. If you give me a giant fucking 7-foot package and you're like, can you take this? No.
No. Yeah. I'm just talking like I have a letter I want to send out. Yeah. Like I have a couple bills that need to get posted today.
Yeah. If you give me like a fucking, here's a little box and it's 38 pounds, fuck you, dude. Right? Like if you give me a little like, you know, 6-inch by 6-inch box and it's 38 pounds, you can fucking suck. Dude, that happens all the time. People are like, oh, can you take this? And they give me a box, and it's just like a little tiny box, and I swear to God, it's like 74 pounds. It's just insane. Oh, I'm like, how is this heavy?
What are you shipping in here? What is this, a fucking neutron like a chunk of uranium?
What the fuck is this? Right? So there's that I've been dealing with. But the ladies, all the, like, what I mean by they fuck with you hard is because I've been hanging out with them, talking to them every day, and, like, just hanging out and listening to all the gossip about the neighbors. And one of the ladies like walks by and she goes, your face is getting skinny. And I was like, oh, I'm walking all the time. And then she said men have to be fat or something like that. Like a well taken care of man is fat. And then I was laughing. And then she went into her house and then she comes back and she gave me like a little, like a bow, like a big one. Like that she had made, and that shit was delicious. It was like some kind of pork bun or
something. Damn, nice, and I was like, dude. Damn, this nice. Slaps, getting a fucking dude. Fresh steam bun. Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
I'm hella mad though.
I'd die.
Because my first route that I ever got was fucked up, and people would be like, don't step on my lawn. Get the fuck out of here, right? Like people like would do that shit to me all the time. And now Christ, I'm only covering this route for like the next couple weeks. And like the guy who had the route was like, this route is so hard. People are so, this route is the hardest route. And I'm like, this route is easy as shit, dog. And people are nice. What are you talking? Like, yeah, what are you talking
sounds
about?
Like it was a skill issue. Yeah,
it kind of sounds like you just fucking suck at this job. Like, I don't know. I got there's a big chunk of, I think, like male, like.
This, damn, I bet I would be great delivering the mail. It's like mostly walking around here.
A huge chunk of
The problem is they're always only hiring rural carriers, and I don't want to be driving around on these fucking roads around in here because everybody goes fucking 20 over the speed limit. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And drives like a fucking asshole.
I love that. That's cool. That's
Well, see, it's cool. It's cool until you realize that, like, no joke, 5% of the cars being driven are Teslas.
Oh yeah.
Like, I will die in a battery fire. Yeah, yeah. not even driving one of them.
Speaking of that,
oh fuck! Actually, speaking of that, real quick, we were picking up food for my partner's grandpa was having a birthday. Mm-hmm. Abby's parents were hosting, and so we were picking up. Like a food order from like a local like Peruvian place or something. Mm-hmm. Great fucking food, by the way. Holy fucking shit. They know how to cook a fucking chicken. Mm-hmm. So we pick that food up. Abby walks back in the car. I'm getting ready to back out. And there's this Tesla like with some fucking 22-year-old lady or whatever, like driving it. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to she's just trying to park in a parking lot. In a big parking lot, in a big space where there are no other cars around her, and she could have just pulled into the space, and she misses it. Mm-hmm. She turns too early and fucks it up, and then backs out and keeps like pulling around in like the same like half circle over and over, and then just settles on the car being like parked at a 45-degree angle inside the space.
Oh my God.
I had to sit here and wait for this bitch for like 6 minutes for her to figure her shit out because I couldn't back out till she'd finished because she wasn't paying any attention to anybody or anyone around her. Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, I just fucking. Because I don't want this to be a fucking male episode. We talk about the male too much.
That's okay. That's all right.
I do want to. It's just because it's the most prevalent thing in my life. But I do want to say I heard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I heard one postal joke and it's fucking cracked me up. And I wish Shoggy were here so he could hear it. But the postal joke is simple, right? So this old lady comes into one of the postmen told me this joke and I fucking died laughing. Once he was like, so an old lady. She's old and she lives in an old like house. It's all fucked up and she's very poor. And one day she stops a postman and she says, can you take this letter for me, please? And he takes the letter, and the letter is addressed to God. And the postman gets into the car, and he like is curious. So he opens up the letter to see what she wrote. And he opens it up, and he's looking at the letter, and it says, dear God, I need a miracle. I'm very poor. I don't have much money. And the last of my family is on their way to come and visit me. But unfortunately, someone stole my last $100 from my purse, and I have no money to feed them. If you can pull a miracle, send a miracle my way and help me get some groceries, I would appreciate it. So the mailman was touched. So he goes back to the post office and he asks everybody for any kind of money so that they can put it towards sending this lady some money. So they raised about $94, and he writes back a letter from addressed to her from God and says, don't worry, I gotcha. And he delivers the mail to her, and she's excited and happy. And then she's just, you know, super elated. So then she takes off. The next day she comes back and she's like, can you send this letter out? And the letter is addressed to God again. So he's super curious. And so he opens up the letter and he goes, and the letter goes, dear God, thank you for giving me the money. Really went a long way to help feed my family. Unfortunately, it was a little short. It was only $94. I'm pretty sure those bastards at the post office took the rest. That shit got me so fucking good. Oh, my fucking God, dude. But it's true. You shouldn't trust the mailman.
No.
You shouldn't trust anybody, actually. You shouldn't trust anyone who works for the feds. We're all fucking...
I don't understand. Period.
One of the crazy things that I keep running into is like, they're like PETA and all kinds of like, they're like these charity organizations that mail you money. They give you like a dollar or like a quarter inside the, and like you can see it, it's prominent. And they like, I don't know what the fuck that's for. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's fucking weird. But there's, like, some people get, like, almost $70 worth of, like, just in singles in mail once a week. And I'm like, what the fuck is any of this? Like, how are these charities sending money back?
Is that real money?
Yeah, it's real money. It's an actual one. It's, like, you can spend it. It's spendable. Yeah, I don't know how that works or what the fuck it's for. The other thing that I've been seeing a lot of is Trump dollars, which is so fucking funny to me.
Right? Seeing the Trump dollars and the charity dollars like in the same pile has to be a wild trip.
The Trump dollar is like you qualify to, it's crazy because it's you qualify to buy a $2 Trump bill. Right? So like it's
cool.
It's, I don't know how to explain it, but like it's a scam. It's a fucking hilarious scam.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But the scam is that when Trump gets reelected, the Trump dollars are going to be worth more money than the $2 that they cost. So you buy it's like the American Iraqi dinar. It's like
it's not even the American Iraqi dinar. It's fucking it's the same thing as like shit. What's that thing that TV evangelicals do when they say if you send me a dollar, it's like a seed. And it grows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll get back.
Prosperity gospel. That's shit. What it yeah, is. Yeah, prosperity gospel.
Yes, it's prosperity. It's political prosperity gospel.
It's also a crypto scam. That's how crypto scams
it
work.
It is. No, it absolutely
it's
is.
It's a mail-in crypto scam. Which
God, our country is so cooked. We're so cooked, dog.
I think it's cool. I think that's
what
that
is
slaps.
My country?
I love that. I think... Do you think that they have to put up with the shit in Vietnam? No, they don't, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah,
it's tight. I like this. I love that we come from like a. I love that you have to be slick in America. Like you have to be aware of scams.
You do kind
of. Yeah, because if you're not, you're just gonna be the most fucking.
You're gonna get flim flam.
Yeah, you're gonna be the most flim flam person on earth, dude.
Yeah. And to be honest, a lot of Americans are like that's why like so many fucking like scams from other countries target Americans.
Yeah.
I don't think they typically target Europeans like this. And I think like part of the reason is because I think Europeans are better at like managing their like telephone lines or whatever.
That too, but also, could you imagine trying to scam a French guy into like giving you access?
I don't think you could do it.
Yeah, he'd be like,
I don't think you could do it because I think the French as a people are just so callous and jaded that they just don't believe anything you say off the bat.
Yeah, like, you could be like, no, sir, you're actually sick and dying of cancer. Like, I do not believe you. Show me your doctorate. Like, you're in a doctor's office. You made an appointment with me. I do not believe you. It's true, dude. I can't imagine fucking... Yeah. Imagine trying to scam the Irish. You know what I'm saying? What do they have? Like, they're like, oh, you took my last Irish dollar, I guess.
My last Irish dollar?
Like, I don't even know what their money's called.
Are they on the Euro,
I don't know
man?
What the fuck they're on, dude. Irish dollars?
I don't know either, but...
Yo, you took me last Guinness. Shit. My last Guinness coin.
All right. There we go. Guinness coin. Yeah.
You took me last doubloon, right?
The national currency of Ireland is just Guinness bottle caps.
It's a very robust economy. Actually, something that I recently discovered is that about, like, so music. I've been, like, on a big music kick because I've just been listening to music nonstop, right? Like, it's the only way to get
through. I mean, you got, you know, 8 to 12 hours in a truck by yourself.
Yeah, basically. So I just listen to music.
You're going to listen to something.
I listen to music all day because it's the only thing that keeps my like, head up. But I've been, like, falling down all these random, like, musical genres. And Tanzania is on some other shit. Tanzania is making the worst music I've ever heard in my life. It's so bad, dude. And then you watch the videos and
what are you doing, Tanzania?
Yeah, but you watch the videos and the women are like shaking serious amounts of ass to the worst music you've ever heard. And I don't know how to really like explain to you because the music sounds like the preset sample Casio music. Like if you just hit a Casio keyboard, right? And you just let the preset play and then you just kind of like pitch shifted it a little bit and that's it.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like. It's like doom 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 and like and it's all over the fucking place. It's it's so bad. It's so fucking bad. And people are just shaking the most amount of ass I've ever seen in my life.
Can we just for the editing, just slice in just a little snippet.
Yeah,
of this
I'll show
the
you. Yeah,
the listeners can appreciate
this. Tanzanian music, it slaps. It doesn't slap. It's bad. It's the worst shit I've ever heard, but it's also
it's horrible.
The amount of but it slaps. It has the potential to slap.
Tanzanian music rolled the worst blood anyone ever. And is asked to leave.
It's fucking crazy how bad it is. And like a lot of, I don't know how to fucking explain this. Part of it is that like, I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's that they don't have access to like a lot of the tools that like other countries have to like make music. And that part of me feels racist for thinking that, right? Because Tanzania is not a fucking poor country. It's not that poor of a country. Like Mexico's out here like fucking, or not even Mexico. There's like places in like, what is it? Didn't their like entire economy collapse recently? And they still got bangers. Do you get what I'm saying? Like
they do still got bangers.
Yeah. Like, so there's no excuse really.
They're still throwing them up.
They're still putting bangers up. Argentina's entire economy collapsed overnight. Like they still got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the fuck. There's no excuse for this kind of,
there's no excuse
for music this bad. I'm trying to.
There's no reason it should be this bad.
Yeah, Somalia has bangers, and Somalia is not even a country, really. It's just it's a pile of a pile of pirates saying that okay, this is the rules. Like, and they have better music, which is crazy to think about. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking excuse. Yeah. Tanzania, what are you doing?
balling out, I guess.
I'm trying to think.
They're just balling out.
Do you know about my friend Cornelius?
Yes, okay. I love Cornelius. Yeah, I love hearing stories about
super
Cornelius
pilled. I have two more turbo nerds that I recently ran into. on my route. No, I'm upset with them, and because they don't understand how much of an inconvenience their little hobby is to me, right? But there's a guy who they're both card trade. They're both like card game enthusiast guys, turbo nerds.
Okay.
Right. And so like they get on average about 60 to 70 packages every day. And they're not large packages because they're trading cards.
No, it's a bunch of small ones. Yeah.
But I have to scan every single package. Right. And that's so, and there's no way to bulk scan it before, so I have to just,
you know, I will say I know you're upset about these guys, but that is huge for your numbers. And you are basically just standing in one place.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I hate it because like I just have to fucking, and then I have to explain,
man,
I have to explain to my fucking my supervisor, because he's like, why are you taking 10 minutes at this random house? I'm like, because you have 70 packages. You can see that on the scanner, you dickhead, right? Like, look it up.
Look at the queue here that I've got to process.
You think I just fucking, I'm just
You think I want to just stand here at this house?
Yeah, just stand in the front of this guy's lawn for fucking, you know, 10 minutes? No, I have to scan, like, and there's two of them. So one of them is a Magic the Gathering guy, and the other one is a baseball card guy.
No.
Yeah. So the baseball card guy, wildly Republican, extremely racist, very funny, extremely funny. And the Magic the Gathering guy is afraid of me. Also racist, but in a different way. Right? The two different types of racism. The two genders of racism. Right? The other guy is so afraid of me. Right. And I'm not like particularly menacing, but like I'm scanning them and I can see him peek his little eyes behind the thing, and he'll like just when my eyes make eye contact with his eyes, he like slams the thing, and like I, you know what I'm saying, like he's terrified, like I just,
oh, he's that kind of racist.
Yeah, like, oh, there's a scary Mexican man outside like trying to beat me up, right?
Oh,
and then
shit.
Right, whereas like the other,
that's so funny, man.
Yeah, where the other person is kind of like, hey brother, what the hell are you doing out here? I'm like, oh, blah blah, and I'm talking, he's like, yeah, you voting for Trump? Like, yeah, sure, dude. Like, yeah, yeah,
whatever,
man.
Whatever,
dude, whatever, guy, right? Like, just like, I like you. You're one of the good ones. You're one of the, oh, all right, dude. Okay, man.
All right, man. Whatever you say, boss.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother. Just fucking that. Anyways, he told me, what did he say? That, oh, man. He said something about his wife sat on a rubber ducky or something. And then he rhymed duck with suck and fuck, and it was one of the funniest things. He just did it so quickly. He said rubber duck, then it sucked and fucked or something like that, and it fucking got me so good. I like died laughing, and then I couldn't recreate it. My brain isn't wide enough to recreate it, the
in and out.
Yeah, it was just like
it could only be appreciated in the
moment.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck. I'm like, what did he say? Right? It was driving me insane because I was like, what did he say? It was so funny. But yeah, that's a fucking, what do you say? I can flip you and dick you or something. I don't know. I can't even, my brain
even knows.
Can't even process.
Who even knows?
These two fucking turbo nerds are like driving me insane with these fucking scans. And like, I was like mad about it. And then I thought about my own hobbies. Right. And like, all the horrible things that I've made my mailmen and people deliver to me. Like, do you remember my like 300-pound weight vest that I got into a few years ago?
Yeah. Did you order that through the mail?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I don't know where to buy that. Right?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
What was the other thing?
Was it the mail that delivered it?
Yeah, it was the mail. Yeah, or it was Amazon or one of those guys. Someone delivered it, unfortunately.
Damn.
What was the other thing someone...
Ripped to that guy.
Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P. to them.
Yeah, all of my various juices and powders and elixirs that were very heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember buying, like, bulk buying 25 pounds of spirulina. Right, like that's too much.
Yeah, no,
right?
I know what it is.
Yeah, that's
that's entirely too much spirulina.
Yeah, I got it.
Are you opening like a juice store?
No, I got it from like an industrial like they sell it for it's for like factories, and I was able to finesse them into being like, yeah, I'm a factory, right?
I'm legit.
Yeah, like
I'm with it.
Yeah, I bought almost like, I think like 30 pounds of beet powder, like a beetroot powder. Like I was really on some insane shit. You know what I'm saying? Job has made me so normal that I can look back at my life and being like, what the fuck was I doing back then? Like, what was whose man's was this? You ever look at yourself in the mirror and be like, whose man's was this? Right?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, but like outside of like buying like my computer, I don't really think there's anything that I've like bulk bought or like anything that was like particularly horrible that like somebody was forced to deliver for me. Because like all of my stuff is like, oh, I'm tinkering. I need this one little piece.
I'm positive.
You know, like when I got the typewriter fixed up, I got like two spools of typewriter ribbon. For like $9, and it weighed like maybe 2 ounces, and it came in a little envelope.
Oh, nice,
you know.
Nice. Yeah, I do think it's funny that you mailed a radish to someone. came all fucked
in
an, up
in a normal
envelope, ass envelope, which is so funny to me.
Dude got it, and he was like, he took a picture of it, and he said, "What the fuck is this?" And I said, "It's a radish." He said, "It's flat." I said, "That's not my problem." Yeah. You owe me a month of World of Warcraft subscription.
Fuck, that's ridiculous.
Oh my. He's like, can I eat it? And I was like, I'm advising you not to.
Yeah, I would not.
it's had all of its juices pressed out in the mail. Yeah. I would not.
Those machines are nasty, by the way. They're disgusting. Yeah, no. Machines.
I don't doubt that at all. I do not doubt that
service,
in the slightest.
A service that I've been made aware of, two services that I've been made aware of. One of them is you can mail someone several pounds of cow or pig shit. You could just...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's just to be a dick, right? And it's like...
Yeah.
The thing is...
That's cool. And you guys will mail that?
Yeah. And they will end up in our trucks sitting in the hot sun and we'll fucking make our...
Tight.
Yeah. Because they're not smell-proof. In fact, quite the opposite, actually. Right there.
Yeah, no, I think the point of those things is to be smelly then. If you're trying to mail someone shit, you want them
something
to
smell recently
it.
That happened is we all had to get hazmat training because someone had mailed 30 fart bombs in like a very crushable box and it broke in someone's car while they were driving.
Oh.
And so we had to get hazmat trained because he like it was so in- the sulfur release was so intense that he like threw up. And he, like, had to leave. Like, he had to go to the doctor for the day. And so, which is, like, why would you send someone 30 fart bombs? You know, like, that's a terrorist. I feel like that's a terrorist level of fart. Like, you're a terrorist.
As the male? This is what I think male cops. I think this is what one of their services should be for. Like, it's not just in, you know, checking to make sure nobody's like touching people's mailboxes. Like, because I know that's one of the things they do. I think that they should actually just chase down whoever does this and just show up at their house and just beat them with sticks. I just think they should be allowed to do that. Leave a card for the reason why you were beat with sticks by the mail cops for mailing 30 fart bombs and making our driver go to the hospital.
Yeah, for for smelling a smell so smelly, it was a medical situation.
You know? This was a medical situation. Yeah.
The other service is like you can mail your doo-doo to doctors and they can tell you what you should and shouldn't be eating, right?
It's
like a nutrition thing. And so the thing is...
Yeah, it's some fucking nutrition startup bullshit, I bet.
Yeah, of course. And the thing is that like I'll get the boxes and then I'll, you know, because it's outgoing and I'll drive in my car and I don't know what it is and I'll just be... Because it's just a little...
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my LLV smells like dog shit. Or not, it smells like human shit. It smells like straight doo-doo. And I'm like, what is this? And if it's a hot day, it's over, dude. It's just, and I got to deal with that for my 8, maybe 12 hour shift.
Awful.
Just doo-doo.
This sucks so bad, man. That sucks so bad.
Why are people mailing shit to each other? I hate that we live in a society.
This sucks.
That is a possibility. Imagine taking a doo-doo in a box and just putting enough postage on it to send it to your worst enemies. Why would you do that? Doesn't make sense. It's monstrous shit.
Why would you do
that? Yeah. I hate it's living disgusting. In this world. This is the one thing that like makes me realize that it's a truly a sick world, right? Like this is I'm usually pretty happy and positive and normal about stuff, and then I'll like get a box and I'll immediately catch a whiff of the smell and I'll be like, yeah, this is a bad day. This is gonna be a bad day today.
It's gonna be a real fucking bad day.
Speaking of doo-doo and
goddamn
and poop and stuff, there's a dog park right next to where Cornelius lives, and we'd shoot the shit every day and hang out, and the dog park has like this big, like it's like a big can where you put all the dog poop, and all the bags are biodegradable and they like react with water or something like that, right? And so like
cool,
so it's been raining a lot and the lid is open, so like that trash can full of dog shit turned into like a poop slush, like a poop slushy. And so so Cornelius said the funniest thing I think I've ever heard in my life, because we were hanging out talking, shooting the shit, and all of a sudden the breeze kicked in and it like wafted the smell of like just emulsified dog shit into our noses, and we smelled it, and then I was like, oh damn. And then he was just like, yeah, that poop smells like shit. I don't know why. I was like, damn, that poop smells like shit. So I've been saying that, like, yeah, this poop smells like shit.
That poop smells like shit, man.
It's such a funny fucking phrase that I was like, fucking Cornelius is a goddamn genius, dude. He's so naturally funny. He doesn't have to do anything. He just be saying shit, and it's so fucking funny. He called.
Oh man, I love Cornelius. Yeah,
he's got a social.
He's like he's what?
He's got a social worker that comes and checks on him, and like I was pretty bothered by her because she kind of babies him. But it's so funny because when she leaves, he's like,
yeah, he seems pretty fucking normal actually.
Yeah, but it's funny because when she's there and then she leaves, she's like, bye. And then he's like, he'll like come up to me and he's like, that's my girlfriend, big dog. And I'm like, all right, dude. All right, man.
All right. All Shut right. Shut the fuck dude. Up. Shut all the right, fuck God. Up.
And he's like, she wants me, bro. And I'm like, you shut up, dude. You're crazy, bro. Get out of here, dude. He's so funny. Yeah. I'm trying to think. It's just been a fucking... I've just been working. Like, I had 100 hours last week. 100 working hours.
Yeah, I heard about that. That sucks, man.
Yeah, I just haven't had...
There's 168 hours a week. And if you're, like, using, like, 6 of those a night for sleep...
Yeah.
That's, like... That leaves you 20 hours like remaining to like doo-doo and like food.
which I haven't been doing.
Drive to your job because you're probably not getting paid to drive to and from your job.
No. Like, I only live 10 minutes away, so it's not that bad. But like I have been.
That's not that bad. That's pretty good actually. Yeah,
I haven't been eating that much. I've been drinking protein shakes. I'm back on my sludge shit because it's faster. Trying to like eat anything on the job and like trying to like not shit it out is horrible. So like just eating proteins, and it got so, or drinking like protein shakes, and it got so bad recently that I realized I hadn't shit in like 3 days, and it's just because I didn't have anything to shit.
Gotta add some fiber to those protein shakes.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I was like, my stomach hurts hella bad. I'm like, what's wrong with my stomach? And I was like, I haven't shit in 3 days. And I'm like, fuck. So now I gotta start like making smoothies and shit. By the way, I fell for the fucking meme. I'm pissed off. I fell for the meme.
What did you fall for, man?
Everyone was telling me that when you blend like veggies into the smoothie, you remove all the fiber content. And I don't know why in my stupid fucking little baby brain, that made sense to me. I was like, oh yeah, you're
No, that adds fiber. Yeah. That adds fiber.
Yeah, I know that. But they were like, oh, you shouldn't put veggies in your, you shouldn't put like greens in your smoothies because you'll lose all the fiber and you're just drinking like sweet fruit slushy things. And I'm like, well, I guess I shouldn't do that then. And then
I mean, like if you're blending it in a blender, then like what's happening is like it's Christ, this feels like this. So this is like a thing. This is a real thing, but it's been put through like three rounds of like phone tag. Mm-hmm. So like the real reason you don't want to put fruits you don't put fruits, and if you're drinking for nutritional purposes, you don't put fruits and veggies in a blender, period, because the blender is rotating so fast that it is not destroying things like fiber and protein or whatever. It's like killing the enzymes. Like, the enzymes can't live for very long in that.
I don't care about
that.
I mean,
you have
enzyme,
to drink it pretty quick anyways. But, like the if you're looking for, like, the full nutritional value of, like, all of the fucking, like, vitamins and shit that you get from it, like, most of that's still going to be there if you blend it. But, like, you are kind of killing it faster. But it's not that big of a deal. It's still a juice. All the component parts are still fucking there. What? Did you lose me? I'm talking.
Okay, you're back.
Damn, I'm back. Yeah, you're back. Yeah, you're back. What I was saying is, like, it's... Shit, what was the last thing you heard me say?
Hey, you were saying that, that there's enzymes, and the enzymes are gone. Or they don't...
You're losing, like, some of the, like, finer points of the, like, nutritional, like, goods mm-hmm. that, like, specific vegetables can have. Mm-hmm. But, like, all the fucking component parts are still there, man. The fiber's still there. The protein's still there. The carbs are still there. Sugar's still there. All that shit's still there. Like, just because it's in a different form of flurry doesn't make it any, like, specifically less nutritious.
It's fine. I know. I felt like... my stupid ass was like, oh, yeah, no, I guess it's...
Fiber. Destroying the fiber, though, is a new one for me. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, dude.
Because I was like, I have heard that the blender will destroy, like more delicate, like, semi-living things, like enzymes bacteria and stuff.
I have a bad habit of letting guys on Trenbolone... And Turkestrone.
On what?
Like steroids.
The fuck?
Anabolic steroids.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Right?
Yeah.
I have a bad habit of letting guys on anabolic steroids tell me stuff about nutrition.
They don't know what
I know.
About.
I know that, Ivy. But also, I hear them and they're convincing because they say shit like, your anabolic window and you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about any of that.
Your nutritional macro.
I know. Right? I know there is a metabolic window. And you do generally want to kind of keep that a little bit lower because if your metabolic window is constantly open, which means you're constantly eating all day, your body will not have a proper, like, regulatory thing and it will start storing fat instead of, like, adequately using what it's taking in mm-hmm. because it's not in like a partial like feast and famine daily state. It's in a constant feast state. So it's packing on fat mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. So like that's real. Anabolic window? What the fuck? Are you mean like my muscles only have a certain amount of time they can breathe,
no,
big dog?
Your
like,
muscles only have a like, certain amount of time then to get
this
nutrients.
Is like listening to
from your body.
No, that's bullshit.
Yeah, no, I
that's
listen.
Bullshit.
It's like
that's like listening. This is the same thing to like listening to fucking like Donald Trump being like, and I fucking hate like saying the guy's name constantly and bringing him up constantly. But like one of the funny things, and I was thinking about this recently because it got brought up with the eclipse coming up that he was like, I was arguing for him, honestly, because I was like, it is in the soul of every American to believe that you can't stare directly into the sun during an eclipse.
Mm. I do it.
That. He wasn't wrong for that. That was the embodiment of the American spirit raw. Yeah. I won't blame him for that one. But like, fucking one of the things he believes is that your heart can only pump so many times and then you die. Like, that's bullshit, man. Come on. Like, your muscles can only get, like, X number of nutrients per, like, in the certain window. Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
I think...
You are taking steroids to make your muscles look bigger, and they're shrinking your balls.
Yeah, you're on hormones.
They're shrinking your balls, and they're shrinking your brain. You're on drugs.
Yeah, you're doing HRT to become more of a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
you're
doing...
No, like, I know more about nutrition, and the reason I know that is because I'm, like, 40 pounds overweight, and I go to the fucking doctor, and they're like, hey, so, you have a great fucking blood pressure, your cholesterol looks fantastic, and you're actually extremely healthy. And I'm like, cool, thanks.
Mm-hmm. No, like, ever since I had a checkup recently because I had a dental issue happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
you got that shit lasered for good, hopefully, this time.
I think it worked. You can see it's a side tooth. It's gone.
Oh, is that just gone now?
Yeah, I think it's gone for good. Hell yeah. Which is crazy to be like, yeah, I lost a tooth.
How many
and I'm
times
proud
has
of
that
it.
Thing grown in?
This one has grown back 4 times separately. This
Christ almighty.
So like this one, they lasered the dog shit out of it, and I think it's gone for good. Which
I mean, yeah, if you cauterized that shit.
Yeah, well, like he lasered it.
Why the fuck did it grow 4 fucking times? Why'd you grow the same tooth over and over?
Why?
Did they ever figure that out?
No, it's not. It's a couple. There's a couple problem spots that I have where I grow them. Like, so my back molars will keep growing, but every time they come in more crooked or smaller or fucked up. The one that surgically that I had to get removed like once every couple years that fucking sucked is there's one that grows right here. Like where my tongue meets my.
Oh, ew.
It just grows.
That sucks.
From the center.
You're not supposed to grow teeth there.
Yeah, I know.
Teeth are not supposed to be there
it's
at
very,
all.
It's very painful, and like it feels like a pimple for the first couple weeks.
Ew.
And then it feels like, you know, like when you get like a pimple inside your nose, or like you ever had like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're. I'm like imagining that feeling now.
And imagine it like for fucking weeks, and it just doesn't go away, and it's just like it's so painful. Ugh. And then finally, when it breaks the skin, it's not painful
that sucks.
Anymore. But that's
well, yeah.
So like that's how those things grow. My teeth—they're not like my teeth grow back perfectly every time. They grow all fucked up. And so like this one grew a second tooth while there was still a tooth there, and while it grew that second tooth, it killed that other tooth because it was putting pressure on the blood supply. And so like
yeah,
I didn't find that out until I got drunk. I just was drinking one night and I was like, man, my fucking tooth hurts so fucking bad and I couldn't figure out why. And I looked up the next day and I guess alcohol will increase pain in teeth that are like, that have like blood constriction issues, which means like your teeth are rotten, like a rotten tooth.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so I was like, why is it in this one tooth? And I looked at it.
Damn, shouts out to getting drunk for this one time, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. Well, I looked at the.
All right, cool.
I looked at the tooth and the tooth was like completely blue. And I was like, what
ew,
the
God,
fuck?
What?
I'm like, this
teeth can be blue.
Yeah, if your tooth dies, it can either, it turns pink or blue. It turns like gum pink or like blue. So like,
oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, this tooth died. And I'm looking and then I get like one of those like dental mirrors, right? Like the little ones. And I had Christine help me look at it and we're looking. And sure enough, there was a tooth that had grown above that.
Pushing up underneath it.
And it killed that tooth. So I had to get both teeth removed, and then they just lasered the dog shit out of it, and hopefully it won't grow back. And it doesn't feel like it has. But the one thing about, like, he's like, I'm going to put a bone graft in there. And so now I got some dead guy's tooth in my fucking, in my mouth, or, like, bones. That's how that works. It's like.
I think they usually take bones from, like, your shit.
No. It's a dead guy.
Really?
It's a cadaver. Yeah, it's a cadaver. It's just like it's a bone paste. It's not really like one single bone.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a slurry of bone, like bone paste, and then they put it in the hole.
That's kind
of
cool, actually.
Your body kind of is like, oh, this is a bone. I'm going to make this more bone. And then they... Your body's kind of stupid. You can just kind of do things.
It is. It really is. No, it's like one of the reasons why you get cancer is because like you'll have cells that fuck up and then they'll be like, hey, we still need nutrients to grow these fucked up cells. And your body's like, all right, I guess
dude. Like, keep going. Do you think?
Hey, we need all of the nutrients in the body for this, actually. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. But I mean, she put in the work order and I guess we gotta give it.
I think about this all the time. Do you think that eyes are part of the brain? Because like they're one of the only parts of your brain that has a direct nervous connection, like nerve connection. The rest of it has to go through the spinal column. Everything else in your body has to go through the spinal column, including like your maxilla, your chin, and all like your all these all these nerves, they don't just plug directly into your brain.
What about your ears? Do your ears not plug into the brain?
No, all of that shit runs down into your like esophagus and then nerves that go directly. But that's bones, so it's different. It's like bone induction is how that works. But like all of your nerves run down the central nervous system, except your eyes. Your two the optic nerves don't. They sit underneath the brain. And I wonder all the time if eyes are brains, if like your eyes are your brain or should be considered a part of your brain. Do you get it?
I would say yeah.
Because
probably.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor, so I don't know. But I think
I don't know. I don't know anything about like the evolutionary science or anything like that behind it. But that's weird.
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Is that like in most animals? Do they like are most animals?
I would say eyes probably, connected directly. Probably to most mammals and most like higher life forms for sure. I think bugs and things like that probably have some much weirder shit going on.
No, bugs have some other shit going on. They branched off way fucking early in the primordial soup.
One of the more interesting things about roly polies, right, is like I'm actually fascinated.
Oh, I love those little guys.
Yeah, I love roly polies. They're fascinating to me because they're like. There's two versions of them. Like, it's one of the only animals that it isn't convergent evolution. So, like, every crab is convergent evolution because every crab used to be something else and then it turned into a crab, right? And so, they're not, even though they're in the crab phylum, they used to be different animals and now they're all crabs.
They're just crab now. Yeah.
And so, like, same thing with, like, shrimp. So like mantis shrimp and coconut shrimp are two different, or not coconut shrimp, but like mantis shrimp and regular shrimp are two different types of shrimp, but they're still both shrimp shaped, so we call them shrimp. It's weird how the taxonomy works.
Yeah.
But like fucking I can't remember what they're called, like ichthyopods or something like that, the roly polies, they're the only animals where that is not the case. So the roly polies that live on the land are the same as the giant roly-polies that live underwater. They're literally the same animal.
Yeah.
They're just two different. They're just like
the same guy.
Yeah, they're just one of them is a land guy and one of them is a sea guy. And the sea guys are huge. And they don't really know why they're huge. They just kind of are. And roly-polies, they don't really have regular brains. They don't have like a regular brain like everyone else. They have, they're called arthropods, right? Is that what they're called? Or am I tripping?
Or is that
something different? But
what I'm looking at here is for pill bugs, armadillidae is a family of wood lice, a terrestrial crustacean group in the order Isopoda.
Isopods. That's what I was. Isopod. That's what I'm.
Yeah, isopods. Yeah.
Isopods are weird because isopods don't have regular brains. They have multiple ganglions, so it's just like a nerve.
Yeah, they've just got like nerve clusters.
Yeah, so they literally do not have thoughts. There's no brain processing power.
No thoughts.
There's no thoughts.
No thoughts. Head literally empty.
Yeah, they just be rolling and pulling. Right, they don't be doing anything else. Which slaps when you think about it.
Yeah, that rules. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
I'm trying to get like that for real. Anyways.
Yeah.
We should read the... I'm going to read the... Actually, do you want to read the Patreon, homies?
Sure, man. I'll read the Patreons.
We got some pretty funny ones that have come.
We should, for this episode, I want to append we should start the first of the bits...
Oh, yeah.
That we're doing?
Yeah, for sure.
Lord Featherbottom of Chomplon Hill. Whatever the fuck I said.
Let's see.
Let's pull up the list here.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/thehomie.
If you want to be a capitalist,
if you would like, you want to be, if you want to get, well, damn, we're up to 180 a month.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We're almost at 200.
All we gotta do is not say the N-word a little bit. That's
and we're doing a pretty good job of editing anything Hamwich has to say.
I like when I think you should come on to a Hamwich episode. I know you're against it.
I want to. They just never fucking work out because you guys are like, it's fucking 3 a.m. We're drunk as shit.
He's drunk. Or he's not even drunk half the time. The thing is, the craziest thing about Hamwich.
One of you's drunk. No. One of you's high. He's like, sober. Something's going
he's
on.
1,000.
He's off the juice. Yeah. And the juice is like raw dogging real
life.
Yeah.
His whole thing is that he's just saying that shit raw, like just sober. That's crazy to me that he's. Anyways, yeah, go ahead and read.
Christ. All right. I'm reading the $10 and I'm reading the $5. And because we have so many people here, I'm not reading the $1. And if you want to have your name read in the future, as we're supposed to.
Yeah.
We're at the point now. We can't fucking read this many names. I'm looking at this list. This is like 40 fucking names of people that pay more than $1 a month. So if you want your name on this list from now on, you got to bump up the subscription. All right. We have in the $10 tier, we have Fuzzy Nalgas, Grief, Hamwich, Jade, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Christopher Lynch, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo. And in the $5 tier, we've got Andrew Morgado, Benny Barodi, Brian H., the esteemed Chris Wade, love Lework, love Chapo, Daniel Freed, Fescatch?
Hell yeah.
Fred Sharman, shouts out to the boy. Always causing trouble. Black. Gabriel. He Devil in France. Henry. Jonathan Weber. Josh G. Luke Simisek. Patrick Goldman. Reese. Richard Koknar. Ryan. Sarah Zedig. Slithers. Spinny. Steven Savignano. Terrence Hudson, my best friend. The Empty Set. Wax Replica is back in the woodshop, formerly known as J. Jonah Jameson, and we did, in fact, get those booty pics of Spider-Man, as promised. World's largest micro penis. Yeah. Oh, and that's it. That's it.
That's my favorite one.
And the world's largest micro penis. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen this list, actually. There's a lot of new people on here that have been here for like 1-2 months.
Yeah.
Shouts out. Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, actually.
Yes.
We're making enough Patreon money that we can split this between two of us now. I'm not constantly dying, so I'm not taking the entire thing. So now it's being split between me and Shogs. Eventually, Marcos will get a cut.
I don't want
Ruben's
cut.
Never.
Not me. All right. Well, me and Ruben don't want cuts.
We'll put you guys cut to whatever fucking tour bullshit we want to try to figure out one day.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be beheld to the standard of like. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to be like, I'm paying for this service. No, you're not. I don't get any money.
I will take your money. Shouts out to all the new subscribers. Thank you. I see you. They're like, no joke, I think probably 5 of you on this list that are just this month. Not including the $1 per month. There's a lot more $1 per month. Thank you. Some of you have been paying $1 a month for like 9 months. Come on, man. I see that thing. It says like $9.
It's fine. Don't shame the homies for we are.
I'm not.
Sometimes you go to McDonald's because they have the dollar menu. Do you get what I'm saying?
Bro, the dollar menu is so cooked. Nothing on there is a dollar.
Okay, not anymore.
But I get what you mean.
But like you go to Taco Bell.
The reason I go to McDonald's now is because on the app sometimes they'll give you like a 30% discount for like spending $10 and you'll get like a full meal, a genuine full meal fit for a king for like $6.
That's crazy. You go to Taco Bell. You go to Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
Because it's the only place in the world where you can get a burrito for $1. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the only
shit. You're right.
Yeah. So let me
fucking love those spicy. I love those spicy potato soft tacos.
Sometimes you got $10 to spend at Taco Bell. Sometimes you got $1 to spend at Taco Bell. We just want
to
be.
Thank you for giving us your dollars to spend on Taco Bell.
Yeah,
Patreon.com/thehomiecollective
Bye.
Once this gets to be enough money per month, I will actually just register an LLC here in the state and set up a business bank account we should. We can actually start properly getting taxed on this.
Instead of what, I don't know how the actual Joe Brandon is fucking calling me every day. Where's my money? Anyways. All right. Bye.
Good Lord. Later.